أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واستعينوا بالصبر والصلاة وإنها لكبيرة إلا على الخاشعين الذين يظنون أنهم ملاقوا ربهم وأنهم إليه راجعون. We were discussing some important aspects of Surah Al-Baqarah, and we were on the fifth ruku of the surah. The verses which I recited now, wherein Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ, that seek assistance through patience and through salah. And verily, salah is difficult except for those who are humble at heart, the khashi'een, those who have got khushu. الَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُ رَبِّهِمْ, those who are convinced that they will meet their Lord and they will go back to Him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding the Bani Israel that you should seek assistance through two things. One is patience and the second is salah. And in any situation, any difficulty, any challenge of life, one is we have to be patient. You have to have sabr. Sabr is a very great quality. Alhamdulillah, we expounded previously on this aspect of sabr and how it covers almost every facet of our lives. For everything, you need sabr. And the second thing is salah. Anbiya alayhimus salam, when they had any difficulty, any hardship, the first thing they resorted to was salah. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, pious people, they constantly went back to salah. But one very important aspect of that salah is mentioned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that salah is difficult. People find it difficult to stand in namaz because remember, in salah you cannot eat, you cannot drink, you cannot speak, you cannot move, you are in one place. So as a human nature, a person will find it difficult, except those who have got khushu. They translate khushu as those who are humble at heart. That's the literal translation. But we mentioned previously that this khushu is the ruh of salah. Anything in this dunya, you will find there is a body, there's an outer structure, and there's a ruh, like a human being as well. One is the body, and the second is the ruh. The most important thing is the ruh, because if there's no ruh, then the man is dead. Then you bury him, you're not going to even keep him with you. So similarly, that ruh of salah is khushu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Mu'minun, Allah ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ, that indeed the believers are successful, those who have got khushu in their salah. Salah is the most important aspect in our lives. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he had written up to his governors, inna ahamma umurikum indi as-salah. Imagine the governors had so many different responsibilities, proper Islamic country, Islamic state, all the different functions, all the different responsibilities on the head of the government, dispatching armies in jihad, worrying about the welfare of the people, the deen of the people, so many different aspects that the governor had to keep in front of him. But Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala wrote to him that the most important thing according to me is your salah. Man hafizaha wa hafaz aliha hafiza deena. That person who can protect his salah and he can do it punctually, then he has protected his deen. وَمَنْ ضَيَّعَهَا فَهُوَ لِمَا سِوَاهَا أَدْيَعُ. That person who abandons that salah, then he will to a greater extent abandon other things. If he can't read his namaz properly. Now what is that? The person is performing the salah. What is, how is he supposed to perform the salah? Is he doing it in the manner that you act ought to perform. You look at the pious predecessors. Sa'id ibn Musayyab rahmatullahi alayhi says, مَا أَذَّنَ الْمُؤَذِّنُ مُنْذُ ثَلَاثِينَ سَنَةً إِلَّا وَأَنَا فِي الْمَسْجِدِ 30 years passed, the muazzin did not give the azan except that I was already in the masjid, before the azan. 30 years, not 30 namazes, not 30 days, 30 years. Before the muazzin gave the azan, because he said the muazzin is the caller of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls me, I want to be there. Person very obedient to his parents, to someone. Hey, father mustn't even call me, I must be there before he even calls me. I must be there on his side, so if he needs anything, he mustn't even call me. So the person obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I must be there in the masjid before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls me. The pious people of the past, they were so particular about takbir-e-ula. They said, Waqi' ibn al-Jarrah rahmatullah alayhi said, if a man is not particular about his takbir-e-ula, faqsil yadayka, I mean, just wash your hands out of that man. Can't do anything. Don't expect any good from him, because he's not reading namaz with takbir-e-ula. What else are you going to expect for the person to do now? The most important thing in our lives, Qari Tayyib Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, in one of his discourses, he mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the whole world and the whole universe and everything within it for the benefit of man. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created man for ibadat. And if you analyze all the different forms of ibadat, the most important form of ibadat is salah. So it will not be wrong to conclude that the whole earth and the universe and everything was created for the purpose of salah. Just for that salah to be read properly. Now how much of pride do we take in that salah? How much effort do we put every salah? Salli salata muwaddin. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that namaz you're reading must be the namaz of the person who is bidding farewell to the world. Like, imagine now if Malakul Maut is waiting for you there, you know, you're just going to finish and you're going to go out. Malakul Maut's going to take your ruh away. How are you going to read that namaz? You'll be crying in that namaz. You'll be begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some pious people, they should go in sajda, they want to wake up. The enjoyment that they were getting in the sajda, that sweetness that they don't want to raise their head from the sajda, sometimes they thought to themselves, maybe this is my last sajda. They got that conviction. I'm going back to Allah ta'ala. Maybe my last sajda. Let me take maximum benefit from the sajda. The sajda must be there. Because أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَهُوَ سَاجِدٍ. The closest a person gets to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the condition of sajda. The closest you can get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you're in sajda, how are we making that sajda? Is it just bouncing up and just put your head down and he's up already? Or you really in that sajda, you know, you're really feeling that proximity, that closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this aspect of khushu. Now khushu is where a person, as we translated it, as he's humble at heart. So a person is feeling that humility within him. Then he is completely focused towards that salah. Full concentration, full conviction. I am standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gave me that opportunity. This is not any king of this world. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's treasures got everything. Whatever I need, whatever I want, whatever I desire, whatever my dreams are, Allah's treasures got it. Now I'm standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How am I standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So the person feels that humility in his heart. He's concentrating. The presence of the mind. You take a survey one day after Maghrib namaz or Isha namaz, surahs that people normally know. Just ask someone half an hour after that, what surahs the imam read in the namaz? See how many people will be able to tell you what surahs the imam read in namaz. Sometimes the imam is reading 3 rakats. The whole congregation, only 1-2 people know. The imam read 3 rakats. Sometimes he read 5 rakats. The mind is not here. No presence of the mind. We're not taking this thing seriously. We're not doing it as the way we're supposed to do it. Then we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help to come to Palestine and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help to come to Syria. can't read your namaz properly. Get that namaz right. Work on that salah. Many problems in our lives is a result of that salah not being correct. Remember that. Many problems in our lives is the result of, because that salah is not right. One pious person, someone was bringing tea. He dropped the tea, he spilled the tea. To him, namaz is not right. Not carrying the tea properly because your namaz is not. So a lot of things we're doing, a lot of mistakes we're making. Why? Because that salah is incorrect. If we get that salah right, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help will come. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's assistance will come. But for that, respected friends, you've got to come early to the masjid. This coming in last minute, last in and first out is not good. Alright, some people are saying, at least we're coming, alhamdulillah, it's good that they are coming. But you want to do it with perfection. So come a little bit early, get to the masjid on time, think a little bit about Allah, so make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, contemplate over the ayat, Allah is watching you, alam ya'alam bi anna Allah yara, Allah is watching me, is watching my salah, is watching my ibadat. Inshallah, if we take this seriously, and we make dua to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbi ja'alni muqeem as-salah, O Allah, make me someone who performs that salah with perfection. That salah must be like a mi'raj. It's a means of connecting me to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a means of my ascension, as though I'm ascending spiritually into the sky. Then inshallah, that salah is now the key to the treasures of Allah, and that salah is the key to Jannah. May Allah grant us the true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.